Tucked away in the Santa Ynez Mountains is a dam and reservoir that's been a key water source for a South Coast city for a century, but one that's now in trouble.
Gibraltar Dam was built in the early 1900s, and the Mission Tunnel that conveys water from Gibraltar to the city of Santa Barbara was built between 1906 and 1911. So it's been around for quite a while as the city's primary drinking water supply. Gibraltar water is approximately 30 to 40% of our water supply.
Kathy Taylor is the City of Santa Barbara's water system manager. Taylor says while Gibraltar has been hard hit by the drought, like other waterways in the region, it's facing another big problem. The water source is in trouble because of sediment from brush and forest fires in the region being swept into the reservoir, literally taking away much of its storage capacity.
Gibraltar's capacity has definitely shrunk over time. It had a capacity of 14,000 acre-feet of water. Before this past rainy season, it had diminished down to 5,000 acre-feet, so it had almost lost a third of its capacity. And with the recent rains, we know that we've had a lot of infill of sediment from the Ray fire that burned last year. We're in the process of measuring how much water is in the lake, and we anticipate it to have reduced to about 4,500 acre-feet per year.
Gibraltar is only about 5 miles north of Santa Barbara by air, but getting to it on roads in the Santa Ynez Mountains is much more difficult. Trying to dredge the reservoir would be a very expensive and probably impractical proposition, with some estimates in the $60 million range.
Access is difficult. The question is what to do with the sediment. For us to truck it out to the ocean, it's not cost effective. We cannot do that. So then the second option is, well, where could we dump the sediment in the vicinity of Gibraltar? But then there's many environmental hurdles for us to get around that. So we're left to scratch our heads.
Santa Barbara's water manager says they're looking at ideas.
We are working with FEMA because of the storm damage that we had up at Gibraltar from a few different things up at Gibraltar. One of them is the loss of capacity because of the inflow of the sediment. We're working with FEMA hoping to do an evaluation of our options and at the very least come up with a sediment management program out of that effort.
But Taylor says over the years the city has diversified its water sources, giving it many more options than just Gibraltar.
We have water supplies from many different sources, State Water Project, and we have a groundwater program here, and along with Kachuman, Gibraltar, and most recently we've added desalination to our water supply mix. During the drought, we were able to purchase water from other water agencies. So we have quite a diverse mix, and I'll add to that also we have recycled water.
It's hard for engineers to project how quickly the reservoir might fill to the point where it's almost unusable. The key factor is the occurrence of brush and forest fires in the backcountry, which could then feed debris into waterways which drain into Gibraltar. Some debris dams have helped ease the sediment problem, but haven't stopped it. Taylor says even if you did dredge and remove the sediment filling the lake, it would be a continual process because the next brush fire in the area would create more sediment. It might be more practical to shift towards a larger role for other water sources, like the city's newly revamped ocean water to drinking water desalination plant.
The desal plant we're bringing online now, currently it's only at 3,125 acre-feet per year. We have the option of increasing it up to 10,000 acre-feet per year. So if you think about the cost of cleaning out Gibraltar versus the cost of expanding desal, you know, that is something that we definitely would have to consider as an option.
But Taylor says as the city wrangles with questions like its future water supply, there's a lot of good news about the current situation. She says while the city is still in drought, the community has responded to conserve in a big way.
People have made permanent changes to their water use. Community-wide is about just over 9,000 acre-feet per year.
Taylor says what really puts the numbers in perspective is this fact. She says despite the city's growth over the years, Santa Barbara's water usage has dropped to the same level that it was at a half century ago in the 1960s. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.